The way you express the teaching or the way it's landed in me is slowly transforming more or less every part of my life in a way. It feels like I've gone from trying to make this work within the limits of the separate self and kind of devoting the separate self to be transformed by oneness or non-duality. Don't really know how to express it, but one of the areas that I still struggle with or play with or whatever you want to call it is romantic relationships or intimate relationships. And I've been looking at your talks on YouTube about putting love, beauty, and truth, or actually putting beauty, truth, and my mind goes blank.
And love, yes. Beauty, and truth.
And truth ahead of the actual relationship. And it's transforming. It used to be about two people getting together and try to trigger each other as little as possible. And then in the void, there's a possibility for love. And now it's transforming more into being holding each other's triggers together in a way of working together to each other's unconsciousness in a way. And I'm still fumbling around a little bit in this. So I was wondering if you have some more light to shed on it.
Josephine, why do you formulate an intimate relationship, a loving intimate relationship, in terms of triggers, in terms of at best hoping that you don't trigger each other too much and just enjoying the brief gaps in between your triggers, or at best working through your triggers together? That's a slightly depressing view of intimate relationship.
It is. Why it hasn't been working so well.
I recommend upgrading your view of intimate relationship.
Yes.
And intimate relationship, you understand here what we mean by love. The yeah. absence of two. So love is not a relationship. On the contrary, it's the collapse of relationship. In relationship, there's always two, self and other, me and you. Love is the collapse. In other words, in relationship, there's always separation. Mm-hmm. Love is the collapse of the sense of separation. It's the absence of two. It is oneness. It's an intimate... All friendship is an expression of that love, of our shared being, of the fact that we are one. But an intimate relationship, more than any other relationship, is an expression, is one of the deepest expressions of love, of our shared being, and perhaps more than any other relationship has the potential to express that shared being in all realms of experience, intellectually, emotionally, physically. So, of course, in the relationship, that there are two people, but the purpose, it's not really the purpose, but the primary purpose of the relationship is to express your shared being, express your prior unity, to express or share and celebrate your prior unity. Now, of course, in practice, old residues of the feeling of separation will come up in both parties, and those will sometimes trigger the sense of separation in the other person, and we all know what it's like when two entities, when two egos get triggered, and the relationship then degenerates into a battleground, as you describe, the battleground between two egos, with occasional respite in between them. But that's not what a relationship should be like. A relationship should be, especially an intimate relationship, should be 95%, at very least 95%, in my humble opinion, a celebration, a sharing, a celebration, an expression of your prior unity, of the being that you share. And then, of course, when something comes up and one of you are triggered or you react emotionally, then of course you have to explore that and be very open and sensitive and share what's going on and explore it together. But that's not the main focus. It shouldn't be the main focus of the relationship. That's just something you have to deal with. But if your relationship is 95% conflict resolution and just 5% of celebration of love, then possibly you're not with the right person.
I guess what I feel is that intimate relationships have the capacity to trigger my most unconscious side. So when I'm by myself, it's easy to be a guru or feeling of enlightenment, but then my fear of it, I have a fear of intimacy, and that has a tendency to bring out my most unconscious sides. And if I'm with a partner, that kind of, for me, it's the feeling that it's quite an advanced practice to actually meet in love in the way that you describe it, the absence of a person. And it easily becomes a dance where you try to avoid to trigger each other. And
no, you can do better than that. You can do better than having a relationship where you just try not to trigger each other.
Yeah, because that was my old way of looking at it, well, but it's hasn't blossomed in the way that I'd like to. But to dance this dance with someone, it's quite to dance this dance of trying to live in truth together and in love, basically, the absence of separation. Got to take two people who are willing to do it. Because if one person is trying to avoid triggering...
One thing, Josephine, that's very... that's helpful to understand is that the ego, or the apparently separate self, thrives on drama and conflict. It cannot exist without conflict. It derives its seeming identity from drama and conflict. So someone with a very strong sense of separation will find a way of manufacturing conflict in a relationship, even if there's no good reason for it. I mean, sometimes there seem to be, good reasons for a little bit of conflict or disagreement or something, but some very strong egos will find a way of, if you blink the wrong way, then anything can be a reason for conflict. Why? Not because they really want a fight or a conflict, but it's because the ego thrives. It derives its fragile identity. It needs to be constantly reinforced by drama and conflict. So you want to choose your partners carefully. Someone that doesn't require a daily dose of conflict.
Yeah.
In order to feel good about themselves. So, yeah, but you're in the right community for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't mean to imply by that if you have a relationship with someone in this community, that's a recipe for a good relationship. Not necessarily. You have to have more in common with someone than just a shared love of truth. You can have a genuine... Two people who genuinely love truth can get together and they can still not be compatible. So it's not enough just to have a shared love of truth. It's a very beautiful thing to have a relationship, an intimate relationship, where the ground of your relationship is this understanding, because that helps you when conflicts arise, which they inevitably will in all relationships. When they arise, it gives you the best and quickest way of resolving them, so the conflict lasts half an hour, not 3 weeks, and you resolve it. And as you, I'm sure you know, when you resolve a conflict in an intimate relationship rather than intensify it. It always brings more closeness.
Mm.
So your conflict actually serves your love. It serves the relationship if you learn to handle it in a way that is consistent with this understanding.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. I think you've given me some more things, because I have this intuitive feeling that there's so much to unfold in the non-dual teaching in intimate relationships. It's just a very delicate dance to do it. But yeah, thank you.